I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. An 840-acre island in Long Island Sound is becoming a focal point for environmentalists. The debate is centering on Plum Island, which for decades hosted an animal testing facility owned by the federal government. The government now wants to sell that facility and the land around it. That's because of a mandate from Congress requiring the sale of Plum Island to help fund the construction of a new USDA animal testing center in Kansas. At stake is what will happen to the roughly 600 acres of land that's not the research lab, which conservationists say is home to a variety of migrating birds and rare plants.
I have to say, I was blown away the first time I set foot on Plum Island.
Leah Schmalz is a lawyer with Save the Sound, an environmental advocacy organization.
Setting foot on the island and being taken around and just seeing the vistas, being able to see the Connecticut shoreline from this island, being able to see all of those forests, it really is a magical place.
Earlier this month, her group filed notice that they intend to sue the government. Schmal says it violated the Endangered Species Act and didn't adequately assess the environmental impacts of such a sale.
One of the things we've all been saying is that language that Congress gave you actually gives you a little discretion. You don't have to sell off the whole island completely, an unfettered sale with no conservation options. You have some flexibility.
Like, she says, selling part of the developed area and doing a conservation sale of the rest of the island. The government has 60 days to respond to the notice. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.